As we gather this morning in the season of Christmas, may we experience the joy that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us prepare our minds and hearts to worship this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jill, for our prelude this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to gather in the Lord's house on this special Sunday, this first Sunday in the season of Christmas. May the joy of Christmas bring you hope, peace, and love as we head towards a new year this year. If you're a first-time guest with us, welcome. Thank you for joining us. You can fill out a visitor's card and drop it off in the offering plate. For those that are watching this morning online on Facebook Live, thank you for joining us online today. I do want to remind you, you can go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. There, pull up the worship bulletin. Use that as a resource for this hour of worship and for ministries coming up in the life of our church. If you're a first-time viewer online, we're glad that you found us. Send me an email this week and let me share what First Baptist Church of Elon is all about. For those that are would like to attend this afternoon, we do have our monthly worship service at Blakey Hall. It'll be at 1:30 this afternoon on the second floor of the main building. So if anybody wants to come and join us, you're more than welcome to do that. We're going to be singing lots of Christmas carols today and experiencing the spirit of Christmas at Blakey today. I do want you to notice too, and you look at your calendar, that the church office will be closed on Monday and Thursday as we continue to celebrate Christmas and the new year. However, of course, if you need anything during that time, you can contact Gay or myself or your deacon, and we will meet you or meet your need or whatever might be going on. As you leave today, I do want to remind you, if you have not already, pick up your Christmas cards that are upstairs. There's still some up there. Pick up your offering envelopes that are out in the foyer area. They're on the table. And also pick up your new church directory, which has the updated phone numbers and addresses and everything that you can get over there. That's what you get out there. The other thing that you can pick up today, I apologize, I got a frog in my throat. The other thing that you can pick up today We've had beautiful poinsettias decorate our sanctuary during this Advent season and for our Christmas Eve service. But we want them to we want to send them home with you. So if you would like to, feel free following the worship service to pick a poinsettia up and take it with you. If they do not, they will not be back here next Sunday. So they're either going home with you or they may find a place outside to be placed. So again, pick up a poinsettia this morning following the worship service today. I do want to thank everyone who donated towards the CBF offering for global missions. We are creeping closer and closer to that $2,000 goal. And so over the next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll receive that goal to help out missionaries around the world. Thank you for those who brought canned food and non-perishable items for our expanding food pantry that will be growing in the next couple of weeks. I apologize. Someone asked me this morning if they can bring some, thank you. If someone asked me this morning if they can continue to bring items, and I said, of course you can. Keep bringing them anytime. Drop them off in the foyer area or in the communication center. So many other things to celebrate this season. May we celebrate the Christmas season through song, through prayer, and through word today.
They're sugar free.
I told David the cough drops are sugar-free. Well, I hope you have your singing voices on today because we're going to do a lot of singing. And because we're singing so much, I'm going to have you just remain seated because three songs and four verses each, you might get tired or fall out. So remain seated as we sing a series of hymns here. Angels We've Heard on High, going into O Little Town of Bethlehem. Into Angels from the Realms of Glory. And we'll sing all the stanzas. And if the words are on the screens, but if you want to use your hymnal, you're welcome to do so. And the hymn numbers are printed in the bulletin. Let's sing.
Oh,
This morning, our opening scripture reading is Psalm 148. Listen to these words this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers of earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His saints of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord. And we praise the Lord this day in everything that we do. Our thoughts, our prayers, our songs, and even reading His word this day. Would you pray with me this morning? Oh God, for whom and through whom all things exist, today in this body of believers of First Baptist Church of Elon, with your faithful people everywhere, with all creation, we join in praising you. For you are praised by all you have made. The angels in heaven and the sun, moon and stars, mountains and trees and all the forces of nature, animals and birds and all the creepy crawlies, all creation praises you. Rulers and the lowliest of people, young and old, men and women alike, together, all your people praise you this day. We praise you that in your gracious love for us, you do not send an angel or a messenger to bring salvation. Instead, you sent your Son, your very Son, born in a manger to Mary and Joseph, living a human life with all its joys and perils, suffering and dying and being raised to life, so that we would all become the sisters and brothers of Jesus. We celebrate and praise you, and we praise these truths on this day, on this season of Christmas. And all God's people said, Amen.
Please stand and let's sing Good Christian Men Rejoice.
As we quickly approach the new year, I'm excited to announce our winter virtual Bible study that will begin the second week of January. We'll be diving into the story of Paul and about his calling to become one of the greatest missionaries of all time. This will be led by Pastor Adam Hamilton through his book, The Call, The Life and Message of the Apostle Paul. And through it, we'll be able to see how God is still calling us to be voices in our world. Because of the shortened days and how cold it gets during the new year in January and February, this study will take place only online on Facebook Live. So our first session will take place on Thursday, January 8th at 6:30 p.m. I hope you'll join me on Facebook Live for all six of these sessions during the months of January and February. I would encourage you, if you have the opportunity and if able to order the book for the study. I encourage you to read it in advance of each session. It is a good book. It's a lot of quality information, and I hope maybe that you'll order it and then join me for the study. It will help us in our virtual discussion that we have on Facebook Live. I will be putting study guides together for each session and placing them on the website and sending them out via email as well. So join me as we study the call.
We're going to remain seated for the next set of songs, O Come All Ye Faithful, and While Shepherds Watch Your Flock by Night.
Oh, we pray together? Dear Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the miracles you perform in our lives every day. Forgive us for taking our miracles for granted, for being so busy we neglect to see your hand at work. For whatever reasons we haven't expressed our gratitude, today we want to say how grateful we are. Thank you for the miracle of another day, another year, another chance to love and be loved, another opportunity to gather together to serve and worship you. Thank you for the miracle of comfort when our hearts are heavy. Please accept our offerings and help us to remember that all we have comes from you. Thank you for loving us when we were yet sinners. Thank you for sending Jesus at just the right time. What an unspeakable gift. We thank thee, O God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As you see, the choir is not singing this morning. And so Jill and I are going to do the special. And I don't know how many of you know this song, but it's called I Wonder As I Wander. And hope you enjoy this.
Thank you, Gay and Jill, for our special music today. Would you join me in prayer this morning before we encounter God's word this day? Most loving God, because you knew how twisted and corrupted our humanity had become, you sent us your Holy Son. We name him Jesus, our Savior, for he has saved us from our sins. Because you have stood in our shoes and understand how difficult it is to live by the rule of the law in an often cold, unfeeling, and ruthless world. We name him Jesus, our Savior, for he is this very day saving us from all of our sins. Because you have given us a gracious spirit, forgiving those who sin against us, and you call us to a ministry of reconciliation in a fractured world. We proclaim him Jesus, our Savior, for he will save our world from its many sins. God of Christmas, God of unspeakable grace, forgive and renew us all, that our lives may declare the wonders of his holy love that has called us out of the darkness into glorious light. Amen. Many of you know, if you were in our time of prayer this morning, and also in the Sunday school classes, I come with a heavy heart today. A young man who is close to our family passed away. His high school student, high school senior, passed away in a single car accident last night. And I come with a heavy heart. And when we hurt and when we grieve, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be quiet. It's okay to be angry. But the one thing that I can be assured of this day is that our God is with us. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, is with us no matter what is going on in our lives, in celebration or in grief. So I do covet your prayers this morning for the Hips family, for the coming days, for the coming weeks, for Western Alamance High School, and for all who knew Eamon well, be in prayer. I do want to say thank you for joining us this morning as we worship in this season of Christmas. We had a wonderful time of celebration for our Christmas Eve service, a time of recognizing who Christ is, what God did by sending his Son to this earth, and how it changes the world. So this morning I thought I would look at this short homily in a little bit different way. If you didn't know, Christmas season, society and culture has captured the Christmas season, saying it's all that time building up to December 25th, but for centuries and centuries, the Christian church has recognize that the season of Christmas actually begins on Christmas Day. When we sing that song, The 12 Days of Christmas, it's talking about the 12 days starting with Christmas Day all the way leading to Epiphany, which is January 6th. So we are in the season of Christmas. We might think, well, Christmas is over. No, Christmas is now. Christmas is now, and that's why we continue to celebrate. But during the season of Christmas and Advent, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, there are things that when Jesus came, things that he did not do. And so the title of my sermon today is What the Baby in the Manger Didn't Do. Now, that may be a different way to look at things. You might consider not doing this very regularly, and I don't do this very often. But I think it's important and it's essential for what our faith walk is called to be. In just a few minutes, we will be concluding our service by singing the carol Joy to the World. The inspiration for Joy to the World, the hymn, came to Isaac Watts from Psalm 98. Centuries later, when we read these words in the psalm, we read in verse 1, and heaven and nature sing. That's what Psalm 148 proclaimed. That's what Psalm 98 proclaims. But as Christians, we, along with nature, sing and celebrate his coming of the Lord. And we really have two reasons to celebrate. We have two reasons to celebrate this season. First, that the Lord is, or the Lord has come, Jesus Christ. And the second is that the Lord will come again. The Lord has come and is coming. But in between those two truths that we celebrate, there's a little bit of rough sailing. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. This passage of Scripture speaks of the turmoils, the trials, the rough sailing that takes place between when Jesus came as an infant and when he'll come again. Words will be displayed on the worship screens behind me. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Now when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophet, "He will be called a Nazarene." What are you hoping for this Christmas season? What are your hopes and dreams during this time? Hope, peace, joy, and love for all people. That would be just wonderful. That would be life-changing. That would be world-changing. However, just from this passage alone in the Gospel of Matthew, a few short days or years after the arrival of the Christ child, we know there was still suffering and evil in the world. So this morning, let's look at two simple things that the baby in the manger did not do. The first thing that the baby in the manger did not do is he did not stop bad things from happening. King Herod proved that evil was alive and well even after Jesus' birth. Right after the stable birth, the shepherds, the star, the Magi, we see King Herod bringing wrath and killing babies in the region around Bethlehem. When Herod realized he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, based on the time of the arrival of the Magi. In the same chapter, we see the innocence of Jesus and the corruption of Herod. We see the salvation of God and the slaughter of innocent children. The existence of pure good with Jesus' birth and pure evil still present in the world. Jesus' birth did not eliminate suffering either. Jeremiah's prophecy was heard. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." Scholars debate the number of innocent children that were killed in Bethlehem and around Bethlehem during that time. Most estimates are somewhere between 14,000 and 144,000. This is often referred to as the Massacre of the Innocents. Intense suffering did not want to be consoled. I do not think I have to prove to you that bad things still happen, even though Jesus was born. We live in an evil and fallen world. Why? Because of the presence of imperfect people. The story behind the old Christian hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," speaks to this truth. This hymn, Come Thou Fount, was written by Robert Robinson when he was just 22 years old. Robinson was far from the individual that you would imagine that could write such a powerful hymn such as Come Thou Fount. Living a raucous young adulthood, Robinson, along with some friends, decided they were going to attend the Methodist tent revival that was going on in their community to mock the gathering Methodist. Preaching that day was the evangelist George Whitefield, whose words pierced Robinson's heart. Robinson's conversion, even to himself, was a surprise at the age of 22 years, and that's when he penned the words of Come Thou Fount. However, the lyrics of the third verse speak to Robinson's future. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. You see, shortly after he wrote the hymn, Robinson lapsed back into the sin that had captured him before. While riding a stagecoach, it was said that Robinson heard a woman humming the tune to the hymn, Come Thou Fount. She later engaged Robinson in conversation and asked what he thought about that tune and about that hymn. Overcome with emotion, Robinson said, Madam, I am the poor, unhappy man who wrote that hymn many years ago, and I would give 1,000 words if I had them to enjoy the feelings that I had then. Since we are all prone to wonder, we need to hold each other up from the clutches of sin and the unhappiness of backslidden life. We all know suffering. We all have experienced suffering. The suffering of illness. The suffering of loss. The suffering of the evils of the world. Bad things happen. Even though Jesus was born, bad things happen. But our second truth will bring us good news, because the baby in the manger did not let bad things off the hook. Although the birth of Jesus did not destroy evil, Jesus was born that evil might be destroyed. 1 John 3:8 reminds us, the Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus was born to destroy evil, the works of Satan in this world. How is Jesus doing this? We may look at the world and say, how is this happening? How is Jesus destroying evil in the world? And the simple answer is, one life at a time. One life at a time. Jesus did not eliminate suffering in the world when he came, but because he was born, one day there will be no more suffering for those who call him Lord. Revelation 21 says, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. We are and we will be made new in him. But this does not stop us from asking. When we see the suffering of the world, it is only natural to ask why. Why? We see evidence of suffering in our family. We see suffering in our friends, our communities, our country, and across this broken world. But the right question is not why, but instead it's when. When? When will God stop the evil and suffering? When will Jesus finish what began in the manger? We may not know the day or the time, but we do know that promise that will be fulfilled in Jesus Christ's return. And so what do we do until he returns? We stay active. We build his kingdom. We change individuals' lives one person at a time. As we wait in the tension between Jesus has come and Jesus will come again, may we stay focused on the truths that we can hold, even in the midst of suffering and evil, even in the mourning and the loss, even in the pain, If we listen closely, we will hear His voice. We'll hear His voice. In closing this morning, the baby in the manger did not stop King Herod from killing innocent children. The baby in the manger did not stop bad things from happening. The baby in the manger did not stop evil and suffering in the world. Yet, Christmas gives us hope, and that hope gives us something to hold on to. Christmas shows us that Jesus is not letting bad things off the hook. And I hope this Christmas you will come to know that all the evil and suffering in the world will ultimately and thoroughly be dealt with. But in the meantime, may we get to work building His kingdom through the four themes that we've talked about this Advent season. Through hope, through peace, through joy, and through love. Because that's why Jesus came. That's why He will come again. Let's pray. Father, in this fallen and broken world, we know and we hold on to the hope that You will come again. And Father, we're thankful for that promise. We're thankful for the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that can be drawn from this Advent season into this Christmas season and for the entire year that is to come. Father, we're thankful that when we embrace You as the Christ child, the one who came, when we embrace Jesus as our own, our lives are changed. And Father, You challenge us to go out and make a difference. And may we not think we have to change thousands at one time, but that only starts with one. Maybe it's the person sitting beside us. Maybe it's the person in the classroom. Maybe it's the family member that came over Christmas time. Maybe it's the neighbor in our community. Whoever the one is, Father, may we answer Your call and be that light that You are in this dark and broken world. Amen. As we come to this time of closing, I pray that as we sing the words to Joy to the World, we sing it with praise and hope and expectation, because that is the joy. The joy isn't about the baby in the manger. The joy is about the lives that were changed. That's why we're here. And that's why we can proclaim through smiles or through tears that He is our Savior. So let's proclaim it in word and song this day. Stand with me to sing. place today. We go out into a broken and dark world. Carry the light of Christ with you and carry the hope that He will come again. Start making a difference one life at a time. Go in peace.